We shall now move on to the next section of the chapter where we will learn how to multiply and divide fractions. We shall start with multiplying fractions by whole numbers. In example G of your worksheet, we have to multiply the fraction 1 upon 4 by 12. For this, we will write the whole number as a fraction. So, 12 will be written as 12 upon 1. Then, multiply the numerators and the denominators. 1 upon 4 is multiplied by 12 upon 1 and we get 12 upon 4. Finally, we will reduce the fraction 12 upon 4 to the lowest term and the answer will be 3. Now, go to example 22 on page number 73 of your textbook. Here, we have to multiply 5, 3 upon 20 and 2 upon 15. Again, the whole number 5 will be written as a fraction, that is 5 upon 1. Then, we can apply the short method where we will divide the numerators and the denominators by common factors and then multiply. In this case, after doing so, the answer is 1 upon 10. Next, we will learn how to divide fractions. For this, we need to know about multiplicative inverse or reciprocal. For example, the multiplicative inverse of 4 upon 5 is 5 upon 4. And the product of these two fractions is 1. In order to divide fractions, we must always write the reciprocal or multiplicative inverse of the divisor. In example H1 from your worksheet, 3 has to be divided by 1 upon 4. The whole number 3 will be written as a fraction 3 upon 1 and the multiplicative inverse or reciprocal of 1 upon 4 will be 4 upon 1. Now multiply the dividend 3 upon 1 and the reciprocal of the divisor, that is 4 upon 1. The answer will be 12 upon 1, which can also be written as 12. Let us now take the example H2 from your worksheet, where we need to divide 8 upon 11 by 1 upon 11. So, here the dividend is 8 upon 11 and the multiplicative inverse or reciprocal of the divisor 1 upon 11 is 11 upon 1. Now, we will have to multiply 8 upon 11 and 11 upon 1. The answer is 88 upon 11, which can be reduced to its lowest term, that is 8. With this, we come to the end of this chapter, fractions.